弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好像大家还没有起来。
So I feel like you're still sleepy.
还没醒过来。
You're still not awake yet.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
有点精神哈。因为这个疫情的关系哈，我们的教会都是受到影响。我们现在就在教会的人数还是没有以前那么多。
Because due to pandemic, the our church is still being affected, so the in-person gathering still not as before.
那我们的资源也非常有限哈。
Our resources are very limited.
所以我们谢谢裴师母今天带领我们诗歌，但是我觉得这个提醒是很好哈。
And so this reminder is great, and we want to thank Annie that to lead the worship this morning.
不论我们有多少人在这里敬拜，或者说我们敬拜的resource 是怎么样哈。
No matter how many people are gathering here to worship, or what kind of resource we have.
但是我们知道，最重要的是神在天上在看我们的敬拜。
And the most importantly is God is looking down, watching us.
所以我们不光是看到我们周围。我们应该定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
So not looking around, we need to focus on looking at Jesus.
说但愿我们的敬拜可以蒙神的悦纳。
So our worship will be pleasing him.
那么最近我想大家如果关注新闻的话，都会发现这新闻24个小时都在讲乌克兰战争。
And so if you pay attention to the news, we know the 24 hours is talking about Ukraine war.
不过我们住在北美呢，大概觉得这个欧洲的战争离我们好像非常遥远。
We feel this war is in Europe, it's very distant from us.
不过俄罗斯总统普京他讲了一句话把大家都吓了一跳。
But the Russian, the President Putin say something that really scared us.
所以他们要把核武器抬出来哈。
And he's talking about nuclear war.
所以核武器都预备好来做这个打仗的准备。
So he's going to probably plan to use a nuclear war to fight the war.
他说如果一个没有俄罗斯的世界对我们毫无意义。
And so what he said, a world without Russia means nothing to us.
所以这是在下赌注哈。
And he's making a gamble.
如果你不给我所要的东西，不把乌克兰给我，你们谁敢参与，我们就同归于尽。
And so if you don't agree with me, and you don't want to participate, then we can all die together.
所以这是一种哈，一种这个仇恨加报复的心态。
And so this is talk about hatred plus revenge.
所以一定要得到我要的东西。
And he has to get what I wanted.
所以这个俄乌的战争再一次提醒我，我们生活在一个充满敌意的世界。
And so this war really reminds us that we're living in a world that's pretty hostile.
所以这个世界有战争，有疾病，有瘟疫。
And so there, this world has a war and a disease and also pandemic.
有恐怖袭击，还有各种各样不测的。灾后
and there's a lot of things that happen and a disaster happen around us.
那时刻在威胁着我们的生存
continue to threaten our existence.
而且呢，这个西方的社会呢，现在正是向一个远离神的方向在走。
And so this Western world and continue to stay away from God.
从对基督教的推崇到不友善，甚至一些敌意，都会慢慢的出现在我们的周围。
From adoration of Christianity, now it become more and more hostile to us.
所以，针对于这一种变化，我们教会应该弟兄姐妹，我们做基督徒应该采取什么样的态度
？So what kind of response our church when we facing those kind of hostility?
是采取普京的那种策略，我是仇恨加上报复，哈。
And should we agree with Putin's philosophy that hatred or revenge?
或者是我们选择教会就关起门来，我们自己自娱自乐哈。
And or we just close the door, entertain ourselves.
既然世界这么败坏，我们就跟他隔离开来哈。
And so the world is so corrupt that we are distant ourselves.
所以希望今天我们继续借着学习彼得前书的这一段经文，我们可以了解一下基督徒。面对迫害，我们采取什么样的态度
？So that we continue to learn the about teaching of the First Peter, this way will help us that how to respond this world.
所以我们相信圣经的教导呢，一定会给我们一些很好的提示。
We believe the Bible teaching will help us to know the right way to respond.
所以我们今天要看的经文在彼得前书的第三章。第八节到第二十二节。
So we're going to look at and read First Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 22.
你如果圣经有圣经的话，请你打开彼得前书的第三章。
And please turn your open your Bible, First Peter chapter three.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor will read Chinese, I will read English.
彼得前书第三章第八节，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
Finally, all you be one of one mind.Having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous.
不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
Not returning evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary blessing, knowing why you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it.
因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷，唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。
For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？
And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good?
你们就是为义受苦也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。
But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threat, nor be troubled.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear.
存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。
Having a good conscience, that when they defame you as the evildoers, those who revile you, your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed.
神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
But it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
因为基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引领我们到神面前。按着肉体说，他被治死；按着灵性说，他复活了。
For Christ also suffered once for sins, that just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit.
他借着这灵程去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听。
By whom those he went to preach to the spirit in prison.
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候不信从的人。当时进入方舟，借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。
Who formerly were disobedient.With, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water.
这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
There's also an antitype which now saves us, baptism.That, nor the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。
Who has gone into heaven is at the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and power have been made subject to him.
我们看到彼得在前面讲过了各种各样的关系哈。
And so Peter started with all kind of relationships.
那么现在开始进入了彼得前书一个最核心的部分，讲到基督徒怎么样面对苦难。
And now we're going to the theme of First Peter, how do we face suffering?
首先这里他讲的是 基督徒在外部环境恶劣的情况下，我们要注重内部的团结。
So in during the suffering in the face of a harsh external environment, Christians need to strengthen internal unity.
那么这样呢，教会才能向世界做美好的见证。
And therefore, the church can bear great witness to the world.
所以这段经文可以分三段哈。
And so this passage can divide to three parts.
所以从第八节到第十二节是谈到教会肢体之间的和睦的关系。
Verse 8 to 12 talk about the unity among church.
13节到17节就讲到基督徒受到逼迫时应该有的态度。
And 13 to 17 talk about the Christian response to persecution.
那18节到22节只是讲到耶稣基督的榜样。
And verse 18 to 22 talk about Christ's example.
所以总的来说，这段经文彼得是讲到基督徒对三种不同的人应该的态度是怎么样。
So Peter talked about there are three different responses to three different type of people.
第一类就是主内的弟兄姐妹。
The first is talk about the brothers and sisters.
第二类就是说对那些没有信的人。
And secondly to non-believers.
最后是对那些迫害我们的人。
And thirdly it talked about the people who persecute us.
所以首先他讲到主内弟兄姐妹的话，他告诉我们应该彼此的相爱，彼此的和睦。
When we treat our sister brothers, the most importantly is that we need to love each other.
所以第八节他就提到了，一共提到了五个美德。
And so in verse 8, talk about five virtues.
第一个讲到同心。
And so talk about the harmony.
体恤。
Compassion.
相爱。
Love.
慈怜和谦卑。
Mercy and humility.
五个美德。
The five virtues here.
这个五个美德很有意思哈。
And those are very interesting.
那我们看到它是彼此是有关系的。
And they're related together.
这个同心呢，第一个跟最后一个谦卑是彼此相关的。
And in harmony and is related to humility.
那么体恤第二个和第四个的慈怜是密切相关的。
And the compassion and mercy are together.
所以就像一个三明治的结构一样，中间这个是相爱是最关键的。
And so it's like a sandwich. The love is in the middle is the most important thing.
所以这是连接所有美德的一个关键。
And connect all the five together. Those are the keys.
所以这是彼得对小西亚教会的第一个的劝勉。
So this is the first exhortation to believers in Asia Minor.
那么在这一段第二个的劝勉是在第九节。
The second exhortation is in verse 9.
那是不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。
Not to repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling.
所以当有人仇视我们的时候，我们不是以仇恨来回报。
And so when someone treated us with a hatred, we do not respond with a hatred.
相反，我们却要去祝福。
And on the contrary, we need to bless them.
那这里祝福是什么意思呢？
But what does that mean to bless them?
如果我们不晓得祝福的话，我们就很难去做到哈。
And so if we don't understand what's the meaning of blessing, we cannot do it.
如果你不知道什么是祝福，那你肯定知道祝福的对立面的东西是什么。
That if you don't know what's a blessing, you know the opposite of a blessing is what?
什么东西？诅咒，对。
It's a curse.
如果我们不知道怎么祝福别人，我们知道怎么样，肯定知道怎么去诅咒别人。
You don't know how to do blessing, you definitely know how to curse.
所以我们知道对面就是祝福。
And so you know, curse the opposite is blessing.
所以祝福就是一个友好的态度去对待其他人。
And it's treating others with a friendly manner.
可能即使有些人对我们不太友善的时候。
And even though those people are not friendly to us.
还是要这样去做。
We still need to do that.
这里特别引用后面几节，从第十节开始到第十二节，是彼得引用了诗篇第三十四篇的经文。
And so the Peter continued to use the Psalm and 34.
他是用这段经文来支持他的论点。
And he used this passage to support his teaching.
所以面对不利的环境，教会本身要团结。
So when we facing when we facing an unfavorable environment, a church have to be in unity.
所以彼此的和睦，这是我们得胜的一个最根本的本钱。
And harmony is something is our foundation.
那么在追求所有的和睦当中，这个言语是最为关键。
When we seek harmony, the words are most important thing.
我们看到这里第九节哈，第九节就讲到辱骂，对不对？
And we look at the verse nine, revile.
那么第十节讲到恶言和诡诈的话。
And the ten, verse ten, talk about evil words and deceitful words.
所以圣经里不光这个地方啊，我们知道很多地方讲到说我们的言语这个很重要的。
And beside here, in many places in the Bible, talk about words are extremely important.
很多的时候我们想得到上帝的祝福啊，我们首先要在言语上我们要过这一关啊。
And so in order to receive God's blessing, we have to pay attention to our words.
其实啊，这只是个习惯问题啊。
And is this only a matter of a habit?
你要如果骂人成了习惯的话，你就张口就骂的。
And so if you become a habit like to curse other people, and then become a habit.
只要谁不合你的心意，你就可以开口。
And so if someone who does not, do what you wanted, then you just opened your mouth.
而且你越骂水平越高的。
And so the more you do it, then the level of cursing or is getting even worse.
滔滔不绝，你可以一套一套的骂哈。
And then you have so many different ways to curse other people.
这是你练出来的嘛，是不是？
And so it became the habit.
但是如果你坚持不这样做的话，
But you insist not to do that.
你时间久了，你就会发现。
And over time.
你想骂都骂不出口了。
Even you want to do it, you cannot, those words will not come out.
所以这就是说我们首先我们脑子里要注意到自己的言语。
And so the most important is our need to pay attention. What do we say? What kind of words we use?
可能有人说了，陈牧师，我绝对不骂人的哈。
And some people say, I never use bad words.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们有没有时候我们说话比较尖酸刻薄的时候？
And so there's sometimes we are very sarcastic or bitter.
讽刺挖苦。
And just only very sarcastic.
那么煽风点火、啊。
And instigate.
有的时候我们这个言语啊，要完全啊，这个人才得以完全。
And so only in order to be perfect, that we have to pay attention to our words.
有的时候我们觉得我们自己不出恶言，这个相对比较容易一点。
And so sometimes we do not say evil words, it seems to be easy.
不过有人要骂你的话，
But if someone treat you with bad words or evil words,
这就很难了，你到底要不要回他哈？
And that will be very difficult, should you respond?
以前有一个讲员，他来教会讲道，他就说啊，他自己呢尽量不去说别人哈。
And so this one speaker came to the church. He said he would try not to criticize others.
但是当别人要来骂他的话，他马上就忍不住，他就要去骂别人，骂回去了。
And when people treated him with evil words that he cannot control, he want to fight back.
他说这个就把别人的坏就把我的坏给勾出来了。
And so other people's bad area bring my words out.
有一个还没有信主人就说，这个讲员水平太差了。
And so there's one unbeliever say, oh, his level is too bad.
他说你的坏就是你的坏，为什么是人家勾你出来的？
And you are bad, naturally, it's not other people bring it out.
其实啊，就不晓得，他不晓得，你就说，你是已经在控制自己，但是在某种特殊的情况下，你那个防线怎么样，就彻底垮掉了。是不是？
And so you already try to control yourself, but at a certain point, your defense is just totally corrupt.
但是呢，我们就想说，一个属灵的原则就是我们尽量说一些个这个肯定的话。
And so spiritual principle is that try to affirm others.
我们赞扬别人。
And try to compliment and praise others.
但是小心啊，我们赞扬人的时候也要实事求是哈。
And so when we praise, compliment others, need to be truthful.
那以前有一个老师的话，他去学校，他去做那个 teacher 的 aid， 就是帮助那些学生的、
so、
teacher, 老师的助手。
One teacher that one day that he want to be assistant of another teacher。
所以他知道说，对美国学生的话，你要鼓励哈，你不能像中国那样那批评学生哈。对美国不行。
And so in China, instead of criticizing in this country, we like to praise them。
所以他到了这个学校之后呢，就开始表扬那些学生哈。
And so when he went to the school, he started complimenting those students.
其中有一个学生也很直率。
And so there's one student very, very, very direct.
他说：“你大概说的不是你想要说的吧？”
He probably what you were saying are not really what you want to say.
所以我们有的时候，我们赞扬人的话，我们不是为了真的是赞扬，我们是有其他的目的在里面。
And sometimes we praise other people, compliment, we do not have a right motive.
我们赞扬这个人是要给说给那个人听的哈。
And so sometimes we praise this person, maybe you say into another person.
所以这个时候就是言语上我们。表面我们是赞扬别人，但不是真心实意的。
And on the surface, we are complimenting others, but it's not, in our, inside, it's not real.
那个希腊有一个哲学家，大家都听说过，他是很有名的，他叫柏拉图哈。
And Greek philosopher Plato, you are all know.
有一天呢，有一个朋友来告诉他。
And one day his friend came to tell him.
他说某某某。在后面说你的坏话是这样这样这样的。
And so and so was a bad mouth about you behind you.
哎，弟兄姐，我们要听到这样的消息怎么样？很生气是不是
？And so we if we hear it, we'll get very upset.
那肯定我们要在后面也要说他的坏话。
And sometimes we'll talk bad about this person as well.
其实你在当面说这个人的坏话，跟他背后说个人坏话没有区别的，神都会听到的嘛，是不是
？And so when you say bad words, treat other people bad, or behind their back, and God, hears both.
但是柏拉图的回答非常有智慧。
And Plato's response was very wise.
他说啊，不管这个人怎么说，我就要按我的方式来生活。
And no matter what this person say, I will still live my own way.
我要我以的实际的行动让所有的人知道这个人是在撒谎。
And I need to use my action to prove that he's lying.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是我们在神面前所有的信心跟见证。
And this is why we have the faith and the witness before God.
所以弟兄姐妹和睦的关键是言语哈。
And so harmony, the key is our words.
那么对于不信的人是怎么样的呢
？And for non-believer, what should we do?
所以彼得这里特别在第十四节、第十五节也给出了一些个这样的陈述。
And so in verse 14 and 15, and Peter also talk about this.
所以现在我们对不信的人传福音容易吗
？And is that easy to evangelize non-believers? Is that easy?
而且越来越难啊。
And it's more difficult now.
所以彼得首先嘱咐我们。你不要惊慌，也不要害怕。
So the first thing he teaches us is do not be fear or frightened.
这个时候我们还是要见证福音。
We still need to continue to testify.
虽然会受到这个不利环境的影响。
Even though we'll be affected by an unfavorable environment.
那别人看来是坏事，但我们在觉得主不一定是坏事。
And when other people perceive as bad, as a Christian might not.As bad.
所以第十五节彼得就说要嘱咐说你们要尊主为圣。
And so that you need to honor God.
什么叫尊主为圣呢
？How do you honor God?
我们知道主耶稣基督已经是神圣的了。
We know He's holy.
那么这句话的意思是说，我们在主耶稣这个上面要把他作为我们生命的主。
And that He is the Lord in our life.
所以主耶稣呢？是在我们所有一切事情上的之上的。
And he is about everything else in our life.
因为主耶稣的权柄在世界一切的权柄之上。
Because his authority is above everything else in the world.
一切的事情之上。
Above everything.
所以在我们的生命当中我们应该把主耶稣也应该放在那个应该放的位置上。
So we should put him in the right place.
高于世界上一切的权柄
，above everything else in the world，
高于我们所做的一切的事情
，above everything that we do。
弟兄姐妹，我们排我们的优先次序的时候，不论是我们的事业、我们的工作、我们的家庭等等等等，主耶稣是在这之上的。
And so when we set our priority, no matter our career or our family.Our God, Jesus, should be above all the things.
这就是叫尊主耶稣为圣。
This is honor him, he's the, put him on the, as the first.
那么接下来彼得又告诉我们见证福音的方式。
And then later that, Peter tells how to witness, the gospel.
所以第十四节讲到第十五节讲到你们常做预备。
And you always need to be prepared.
以温柔的心呢、啊。
And then use gentleness.
温柔的心是指的一种态度。
It's about the attitude.
那以敬畏的心。
and with reverent heart or respect.
敬畏的心是什么意思？就是实事求是。
And then the is the is matter of fact.
就是我们知道我们所做的是神要我们所做的。
And we know what we do is what God wants us to do.
所以这样的心来去回答个人。
And prepare our heart to answer.
所以啊，传福音呢是不能可能靠战争或者靠是争斗来够赢得的。
So when we share the gospel, cannot be won by the war.
或者说传福音也不可能靠辩论你来赢得基为基督来赢得人心的。
So you cannot win the gospel by debate or argument.
这个历史已经多次证明了这一点。
The history already proved that.
所以我们当面对这个不利的环境的时候，我们是以一个温柔的心，以一个敬畏的心。
So in the face of a harsh environment, we should have a gentle spirit.
我们来规劝他人。
And to bring people back.
那以前有一位有一位姐妹，她刚来到教会的时候，她第一次来到教会的时候。
And there's one sister came to church the first time.
其实她很早就跟教会有一些接触。
And he had some connection with church earlier.
但是因为生活中他有各种各样的优先的事情他要做，他一直都没有机会。
But because she has other priority in her life, so she never came to church.
直到他生活中有一个很大的变化。
Until there's a big change in her life.
因为他和一个美国人同居了大概有二三十年。
So she actually lived with a partner for about 20-30 years.
所以但是这个美国人一直不可能跟他结婚。
But that person, would not marry her.
然后也一直没有孩没有没有没有小孩。
And they did not have a children.
所以到他这个五十多岁最后他们两个人分开。
And so they separated when she was in her 50s.
所以他才来到教会。
And so she finally came to church.
所以他来到教会也是蛮有戒心，其实他不是一个很善于或很喜欢跟人打交道的人。
And she was a very, She was very defensive because she was very not good with communicate with other people.
她只是说来教会看看如何。
And she just look at a church.
那么教会里有另外一个姐妹，她就很有关怀的恩赐。
And so there's another sister has a lot of has a gift of care other people.
那跟这个姐妹交谈，就大概知道她有一些的需要。
And so when she talked to this the newcomer, knowing that this newcomer has some certain needs.
所以星期天散会了之后，到了当晚，这个姐妹就做了一份很可口的饭菜，就送到这个人的家里面去。
So this sister actually prepared a very good meal and delivered to this newcomer.
所以这个新来的人他一打开门一看，哇，这个人给他一个很大的惊喜。
And so the newcomer opened the door, was very surprised.
所以这就改变了他的心意。
And so has start changing her heart.
所以他就真的是固定的来教会。
So she start come to church regularly.
后来就有机会信主了。
And then she became a believer.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是那个温柔的心在里面。
And so we're talking about that gentleness.
关心他人。
And take care of loving others.
所以一般的人呢，就是对友善的行为呢，都会做出友善的回应。
And it's easy to respond friendly with friendly gestures.
但是有的时候也有例外。
And sometimes there's some exceptions.
我们传福音给别人，很多时候有友善的心，你可能会得到冷遇的。
And so there are people give you the cold treatment and when you are very friendly to them.
因为人家会怀疑你背后有什么目的，有什么动机没有。
And sometimes they will wonder if you have some motive behind it.
所以这个时候啊，我们不要灰心的。
And we do not need to be discouraged.
只要我们的心是真的是爱这个世上人的灵魂。
And as long as our heart really cares about this lost soul.
我们真的不是说有其他的目的跟动机的。
And we do not have any motive behind it.
那么迟早这个人真的会体会到你这样的心意。
And sooner or later, this person will sense your care.
所以我们真的是如果有这样的心，神就会把这个得救的人数不断的加给我们。
So we have the right motive that God will add more people.
所以现今的难处啊，弟兄姐妹，都是我们将来的荣耀。
And so even though there's some difficulty in our life right now, it'll be a future glory.
所以我们传福音的时候，有时候也会有一些失误哈。
And there, but there are times when we will try to share the gospel, we make some mistake as well.
可能有的时候我们常常是想去试图去说服别人。
And sometimes we try to persuade other people.
那当然，在传福音当中，我们肯定要讲很多属灵的真理。
And so, yeah, it is a fact that we will share some of the truths in gospel.
但是我们知道，很少有人会因为跟我们辩论，他辩论不过我们，他就信主了。
And very seldomly that people became a Christian because we won the argument.
这样的事情几乎不会出现的。
And usually does not happen.
所以传福音的时候，我们当然是首先要把属灵的真理讲清楚。
And so the first of all, when we share the gospel, we need to share the spiritual truth.
但是最终成就这个的是神圣灵在他心里面的工作。
But God will complete that, the task.
所以我们在对待那些没有信的人，我们首先真是以基督在我们身上的爱心来赢得他们。
And so when we treat the deal with the unbelievers, we need to use the of love to treat them.
那么第三方面的话，彼得在讨论了如何面对这个未信之人之后，他又开始告诉那些这个小西亚的信徒怎么样对待那些逼迫他们的人。
So when he was teaching the believers in Asia Minor that how we treat those people who persecute us.
所以这个对于他们来说也是一个很新的话题。
And this is a very new topic for those people.
因为第十四节讲到说，你们若是为义受苦，怎么样，就是有福的了。
And so if you being, you'll be blessed who persecute us.
我们大家每个人，我们受到苦难的时候，我们不觉得会是有福，我们觉得是受苦，对不对
？So we're facing the suffering to not us is a blessing because it is a very hard to handle.
所以彼得这里讲的概念完全是跟普京的哲学完全是相反的。
And so this is the what Peter's teaching opposite of President Putin.
所以就像第九节，不是以恶报恶，
And so
以辱骂还辱骂。
So it's not evil to evil.
还要祝福那些个逼迫我们的人。
And we also need to bless those people who persecute us.
这个教导啊，可以说是跟主耶稣的教导是如出一辙的。
So this teaching is the same as Jesus given to his disciples.
那么这个基督徒怎么能够做到呢
?How can Christian accomplish that?
而且这周围是我们生活的世界，周围的人都不是这样做的。
And so, you know, the where we live and people are doing things opposite.
这根本的原因就是基督徒我们有一个永生的盼望。
And so the main foundation is that we have this eternal hope.
因为我们相信将来我们在神那里必会得到公义的。
And so we believe that God will preside over justice.
所以上帝必然会主持公道。
And God eventually will have the preside the justice.
因为所有的一切都在他的掌握之中。
Everything is under his control.
所以我们看到这里面第十二节就讲到说主的眼去看顾义人。
And so God's eye will look out for those righteous.
主的耳听他们的祈祷。
And the ears of the Lord will listen to the righteous.
唯有行恶的人主向他们变脸。
And all those evil ones that God will change.
所以我们不需要为这些事情来担心。
So we do not need to worry about those things.
所以彼得引用诗篇的经文，他是用拟人化的方法，主的眼，主的耳，主的脸。
And so when he quote the psalm is talk about the eyes and the ear and the face.
所以上帝是洞察一切，监察一切。
And God is monitor everything and seeing everything.
将来上帝必然会审判一切。
And in the future, God will judge all unrighteousness.
为那些冤屈者来伸冤的。
And will seek those people who were wrong.
所以我们不会看到一时啊，一世的事情上我们不会再计较。
And so we will not try to fight for our own just at that time.
这就是我们基督徒面对逼迫我们为什么可以从容不迫
？And that's why we can be very calm when we're facing persecution.
我们知道这些是暂时的
，because we know that is temporary.
这些东西都会过去的
，and those things will pass.
那么最终，上帝会为我们主持公道
，and God will preside justice for us.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我们现今所遇到的难处，就是我们 将来的荣耀。
So whatever the difficulty we're facing will be eternal hope.
这里彼得特别引用耶稣基督的榜样。
And so here Peter quote God, Christ's example.
那么从第十八节到二十二节，他都讲到基督在世上的工作。
And talk about from the verse 18 to 21, talk about God's work.
他怎样受苦
？How he suffered.
他怎样被害
？And he was persecuted.
他又怎样复活
？And how he resurrected.
最后第二十二节特别讲到耶稣基督所得的荣耀。
And then talk about verse 20 to talk about Jesus received the glory.
这是在彼得前书当中啊，这里是 so far 我们读到第三章。彼得第三次引用基督的榜样。
And this is the third time Peter has quoted Christ's examples.
第一次在第一章的第十八节到二十一节。
And the first was in the chapter 1, verse 18 to 21.
那么第二次在第二章的二十二节到二十五节。
And the second was chapter 2, 22 to 25.
这里又再一次的引用。
And so now he continued to quote.
我们就知道基督耶稣在彼得身上的影响有多大
？So we know Christ's example how much it affected Peter.
我们知道这个彼得跟耶稣的关系很亲密，对不对
？We know he was very intimate with the Lord.
但是彼得也有一个过失，他有三次不认主，是不是
？And three times he denied Christ.
但是耶稣知道他这样做，但是依然怎么样重新建立他
？And then Jesus continued, even though.He knew what he did, continued to build him up.
而且委以重任、啊、
And then give him a lot of responsibilities.
所以耶稣不但是教导门徒说你们要爱仇敌。
And besides, Jesus teach people you need to love your enemies.
他自己就是这样做的。
Because he set the great example for us.
他的生命也是这样。
His life is like that.
即使别人不迫害他受死的话，他没有诅咒别人。
And even though when people try to persecute to death, he never cursed anyone.
他的结果乃是最终神给了他的荣耀，一切的权柄超过一切。
Consequently, that he has eternal glory.
所以，这是彼得亲身经历的。
And so this is what Peter experienced himself.
所以他写到耶稣基督的榜样，我们就可以想象。他是怎么样的一个心情
？So when he talk about the example of Christ, you know that how much he understand it.
所以我们基督徒是与众不同的。
So the Christians are different.
不同之处就在于我们有这个盼望。
Because the difference, because we have that eternal hope.
我们知道盼望是这一卷书的主题，对不对
？And we know the hope is the theme of this book.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们相信你们肯定都听过人家讲。说你不是相信耶稣吗
？And so very often we probably our friends or people tell us, "Don't you believe in Jesus?"
那你现在怎么还混得那么惨
？And how come you're living like this?
这是不是？你不是信奉上帝吗
？Do you believe Christ?
你怎么不求上帝帮帮你呢
？Why don't you ask God to help you?
这些话是不是听起来很耳熟
？And so are you familiar with those saying?
其实圣经里也记载过这话谁说的
？And the Bible also recorded who say that.
撒旦对不对
？Satan said
that. Yeah, 他试探耶稣的时候不就这么说吗？哈。
When he attempted Jesus, he said the same thing.
上帝不是这么说吗？可以救你吗？是不是
？Didn't the Lord say this? He can save you.
所以我们听到这些话的时候，我们不会灰心的。
And so when we hear that we will not be discouraged.
我们反而喜乐。
And we should be joyful.
因为圣经告诉我们，你们是有福的。
And then the Bible said we are blessed.
你知道我常常从。南加州开车过来哈
，And you know that I often drive from Southern California.
这路是开熟了哈
，And so I really know the road very well.
所以呢，我吃东西、停车、吃饭的地方也都是很熟的了。
And so I know where to stop for food.
所以在 Santa Barbara 有家中国餐馆哈
，And so there's a Chinese restaurant in Santa Barbara.
我常常会去哈
，And but I will go there very often.
跟那老板也熟了
，So I know the owner very well.
他知道我是牧师哈
，And you know I'm a pastor.
对，有一次跟他聊天，他就说。啊，你又过这里来吃了哈
！And so one day, then I saw him. He said, "Oh, you come here for food again."
我们聊起来目前的疫情啊。
And so we talk about pandemic.
他说：“你是牧师，你们不赶快祷告祷告？这疫情现在那么厉害啊
！”So if you're a pastor, why don't you pray for the pandemic? Let us get it over.
是这话是不是这意思？你这神怎么不灵啊
？So your God doesn't work.
然后我就慢慢的跟他讲哈。
And so I will talk to him slowly.
我说这个事情呢。就说是我们人类呢，在掠夺 自然破坏环境，这是必然的一个结果。
And this is the consequence of the people that rob the ecosystem.
我们不可以责备上帝，是我们做错的事情，我们把这个事情推到上帝的头上。
So we cannot blame God to do that.
如果人不改变这种对自然的态度的话，这个情况只能是越来越糟糕。
If people don't change the way we how we treat the nature, that is going to get worse and worse.
It's really 就是关于我们自己要改变我们的心意。
We have to change our first.
所以这就是说，世人有的时候看不到我们的这个盼望。
Very often the people on this earth do not see the hope.
我们只看到眼前的这个利益。
They only see the benefit in front of them.
就像普京看到他眼前的利益一样。
Just like Putin see what he need to get.
但是这一场战争不知结果怎么样，现在有多少人的伤亡。
And we don't know what's going to happen with this war, but we already know there's a lot of damage and a lot of people already died.
包括很多俄罗斯的士兵。
And including a lot of Russian soldiers.
每一个死亡的士兵身后都有一位伤心欲绝的母亲。
Every death of the soldier has a sorrowful, grieving mother.
所以这就是说，我们基督徒有这个盼望在心，我们就站得高，看得远。
And so we have the hope that we can stand tall and can look far.
正如基督得到荣耀一样。
Just like Christ receiving the glory.
我们将来也会在神那里得到荣耀。
And one day we will receive the same glory as well.
所以做基督徒的难处啊，不在于我们遇到了这些困难。
And so the difficulty of a Christian are not necessary when we facing those difficulties.
所以遇到这些困难的时候，我们反而要欢喜快乐。
And so when we facing those difficulties, we should be joyful.
因为我们是有福的。
Because we are blessed.
今天呢，我们借这段经文呢，一起来思考我们基督徒怎么样面对一个充满敌意的世界。
So today we use a passage to reflect together how Christians face a hostile world.
所以彼得讲到了对三类不同的人我们应该有什么态度。
And so Peter talked about what kind of attitude do we have to facing the three different types of people.
对于主内的弟兄姐妹，我们尽力的追求和睦。
And with the Christians and brothers and sisters, we need to seek for the harmony.
那对于那些没有信的人，我们应该以一个温柔敬畏的心去回答他们。
And to treat the non-believer with gentleness.
对于那些迫害我们的人，我们不是去回应他们，以仇恨来回应他们。
And for those people who persecute us, we will not respond with a hatred.
我们乃是祝福。
And we need to bless them.
现在的难处乃是我们将来的荣耀。
So now the difficulty will be our future glory.
所以我们生活在这个充满敌意的世界，我们有很多的难处。
And so facing this hostile world, we have a lot of difficulties.
只要我们尊主耶稣基督为圣。
And we just put God first.
我相信这一切都在神的掌握之中。
And well, everything is under God's control.
我不知道大家有没有看前几天的冬季奥运会哈。
So were you watching the Winter Olympic?
那在北美的华人都非常的高兴，有一个华裔的选手得到滑冰的这个奥运会的金牌。
And so a lot of people living in Chinese living in North America very happy that there's one Olympic Olympian that received the gold medal.
他就是 Nathan Chen 哈。
His name is Nathan Chen.
那么我想这样的话，可能更多的北美的华人都会送他们孩子去滑冰呢。
And so more parents will send their children to do ice skating.
因为，但是你要知道，这个其实啊，这个 Nathan Chen 他拿到金牌，这个是很光荣的事情。
And even though it's a very powerful moment that for him to receive the gold medal.
但是我们知道呢，背后他所付出的努力。
But you will not believe the amount of price that he have to pay for behind.
那么他从三岁就开始学滑冰，到他现在的话，你知道这个投资啊是非常高的。
And you know he started ice skating when he was 3 years old. Until now, the amount of investment is very high.
那不但是他，而且他的家庭要付出很多。
Besides him, also his family have to pay a big price.
所以那些家庭要准备送自己的孩子去学滑冰的，争取那个奥运金牌，你最好想清楚一点。
And so you better think clearly before you make that decision. Send your kids to learn ice skate.
因为 最后能得奥运冠军的还是少数。
And so the people who can receive the gold medal is very few.
你可能投资进去很多的钱，很多的精力，可能你的孩子最后都没有那个机会去参加奥运会的。
And so even you pay a lot of money and the time, your children might not even get into Olympic.
所以你投入跟产得到的结果不一定能够成正比。
And they might not be no correlation between how much investment you put in and the and also the result.
而且说不定呢，你这个孩子可能还有很多的伤病哈。
And so then your child may be hurt in the process.
因为做运动的。但是运动员的必然的是这个受伤啊，这种都是常见的事情。
And so it's very often to see the injury during the those sports.
但是我告诉你，弟兄姐妹，如果今天我们按照圣经所告诉我们去做的话
，But if today we do follow what Bible teaches us to do,
我们投入跟产出是完全成正比。
And then we'll be proportionally our investment to the end result.
因为将来神给我们的荣耀，你肯定能够得到。
And for sure you will receive that eternal glory.
愿神祝福他的话。
And God bless his words.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们谢谢你借着这个话语来帮助我们看清我们周围的世界。
And using those words help us to see clearly in this world.
我们真是能够学习怎么样按主耶稣的教导来面对我们周围的环境。
How we can learn that God's teaching to facing this world.
主啊，我们爱心不足，我们愿你亲自的帮助我们。
And even though our love sometimes is insufficient,
主啊，我们恳求主你坚固我们的信心。
And continue to strengthen our hearts and faith.
无论是对未信的人，还是对那逼迫我们的人。
And regardless to those non-believers or the people who persecute us.
我们相信主你必在我们当中。
But we know that you are among us.
愿主你的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上。
So your will be done on earth just like in heaven.
也愿主你祝福今天所有听到这个信息的人。
And bless all the people who hear your words.
愿我们将来在主耶稣基督里面所得的荣耀。
And then the glory that we're receiving in Christ.
能够真是能够彰显出主你的恩典。
And to glorify your grace.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.